The only other person I've ever heard say Detroit is Bob Cole and my grandfather.
Exactly.
And I've never heard anybody say it since him. And I think it's so amazing that he did.
That extra syllable.
Yeah.
Welcome to Bad Parents, a podcast about three bad parents who are trying to raise good kids. She's Shauna.
Hello.
He's Ryan.
What's up?
And I'm Johnny. A Tell It Like It Is podcast for parents to laugh, cry, and to make you feel better about your parenting.
Hey, what's up on the Bad Parents podcast? We switch it up a little bit. We normally talk about being a parent, having children, but this time around, we're going to have a little levity by playing some clips from our radio show. In case you don't know, it's 107.1 on the FM dial. So here is some best of moments from the last little while.
Welcome to the Bad Parents podcast. You know, we spend a lot of time talking about our kids and your kids and what it's like being parents. But what was it like when we were kids and the things that brought us joy as children? And unfortunately, I think between the three of us, I think we can all agree that growing up in Canada and on Saturday nights were pretty special, where we would all gather around the TV and watch whatever game was on hockey night in Canada. And there was a special voice that greeted us every Saturday night and stayed with us for many decades. And unfortunately, he passed away. And this was our tribute to him.
Oh, baby. Oh, Bob Cole passed away. I'm on a text group with a bunch of hockey guys, and that came across. And, you know, it's just one of those things. Like, you have a nice long life, so you can't complain about that. But it's just part of your childhood.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Like, we were talking the other day about, and Johnny was there too. Like, we had a tradition with our friends. Like, when you're like 19 to like 23 or whatever it was, where we would all like do work on a Saturday, and then we'd get together, watch the Leaf game, drink a pile of beers, and then go to a bar.
Your best memories had that sound, had that voice.
Him and Harry Neal, and it was just, it was so great. So, it sucks when, you know, we're at that age now where the people that we looked up to are dying.
Absolutely.
Right?
And it's like little pieces. I know it sounds so depressing, but it's like little memories and little pieces of your past pass away with that, right? Because no one lives forever, obviously, but it's just, it's sad. It's bittersweet because you're so happy someone had such a long career, but it's also sad when it's over.
Yeah, definitely. And he's pride of Newfoundland.
Yeah.
As you said, didn't really have the accent.
No, we got a text here from a gentleman named Scott who said his dad actually grew up with him in St. John's.
Oh, really?
So that's pretty cool too, right? Cool.
So you have some clips here, Johnny?
Yeah, so let's take a walk down memory lane with our good friend Bob Cole. And the one that I remember the most in the first clip here was going back to 1993 and that double overtime winner with Gilmore scoring the goal.
Gilmore back in the net. Andrzejczyk in front with Warshawski. And it's Gilmore waiting around the net. Waiting. He's open. Gilmore! Solo job! And he's won it in the second overtime period. How about that?
And he did it for 5 decades, right? Which means he saw a lot of the game's greats come and go, but none greater than when he called Wayne Gretzky's final game.
Well, for Wayne Gretzky, 1,487th game today. Gretzky moves up. Beautiful setup. Schneider scores! You cannot say he didn't go out with all the class that he has shown us in 20 years, and that is it for Wayne Gretzky.
Amazing, right?
Amazing.
The greatest player in the sport, and he got to call it, and a voice we all recognize. This isn't like a massive goal or time or whatnot, but when I heard this, it reminded me of my grandfather and maybe some of the closeness that I have with Bob Cole and the way that he pronounces certain words. I'll play you the clip. Tell me the word. The only other person I've ever heard say Detroit is Bob Cole and my grandfather.
Exactly.
And I've never heard anybody say it since him. And I think it's so amazing that he did.
That extra syllable.
Yeah.
The great thing about Bob Cole is not only did he call like national games, and maybe if you're a Canadiens fan or any other hockey, you may have a memory. But remember when I believe his name was Brian Papineau, and he was like, I believe, the equipment manager for the Leafs for a really, really long time. And that everlasting image of him on the bench.
Oh, yes.
When this happened and him spraying the bottle in the air because this had happened.
Rouse hammers one back in for Toronto. Clark shoving it to the corner. Out front.
that was Brian Papineau on the bench doing that during that amazing game and the end of that run for Detroit. Now, Bob Cole is not just a hockey guy. He is a cultural icon in this country and also in the U.S. And you say to yourself, did Bob Cole ever have a run-in with Snoop Dogg?
Welcome to Hockey Night in Canada, one of the world's great contemporary musicians, the Dogfather, D-O Double Jizzy. Big ups on this crunk planet. What's crackling, nephew?
Hey, what's up, baby? Bob, I like the way you said that. Good, baby.
No, I told you a moment ago that Bob Cole is a legendary hockey broadcaster in Canada, so if you'd be so kind for us at Hockey Night in Canada to throw to Bob for the third period.
But shizzle, dizzle, with the big Snoopy D-O Double Jizzle. I'm going to shoot it back to my main man, Bob Cole. Take it away, would you please?
Boy, Danny, I got you.
That's fantastic.
You know what? That just shows you got a great sense of humor.
Yeah.
And absolutely.
I have another clip that maybe I'll play a little bit later. He also made a couple appearances on This Hour Has 22 Minutes.
Oh, really?
Do you want to play right now?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay, so he made an appearance. This one I found quite amusing. Around Christmas time.
Dad, where are my presents?
I told you, if you want a present, you had to behave. And you didn't. So what did I say would happen if you didn't behave?
You said I would get corn in my stocking.
And you did. You got Bob Cole in your stocking.
Hello, everybody. This is Bob Cole in the stocking. Oh, baby. It's Christmas night in Canada. And we're underway. It's a dandy, folks, a real humdinger. When I was a kid, we got an orange in our stocking, and we were happy to have it.
That's fantastic.
The best, right? And he could, you know, he obviously knew that he could make fun of himself. And that was obviously near the end of his, you know, run and whatnot. I could hear the age in his voice. But I'll always remember Bob Cole for this.
That's going to be it, baby. That is going to be it, baby. The crowd is singing. Everybody's happy tonight.
You both say that on the radio show that we host in Toronto between 5:30 and 10 every weekday morning that your favorite part is this game show that I host. It's called Quizzical. Like you both say, oh, I'm so happy it's Quizzical time.
Love it.
Because it's just, it is because what it is that I think nothing demonstrates our three distinct personalities more than the craziness that ensues during that game show.
And what we're doing on this podcast is we're just playing some clips of our radio show that we do at Q107.com. It's 107.1 on your FM dial, or you can go to your Radio Player Canada app, and we are on the air from 5:30 to 10. That's a long shift now I think about it. And we do this for fun. And so we thought, you know what, just to get to know us a little bit better, if you don't listen to the morning show, this is what we do in our regular job. And so, yeah, it's a game called Let's Get Quizzical, and we love it. And Johnny asks a lot of questions and we answer it, and it kind of goes where it goes, right?
Well, that's the thing. And we were just talking about Bob Cole, and we were talking about that voice in the background. A lot of people who talk to me on the streets, they say they play Quizzical with their kids the car. Because a lot of times it's on the way to school. The kids, it's sort of a family-friendly part of the show where we don't get too off track. And so I feel like if we could be that, you know, soundtrack in other people's family's background, I feel like that's what Quizzical is.
I love it.
They argue in the car, like it starts a discussion. Because Johnny, the thing is, you come up with amazing questions, and they're usually topical. Like you can't just get them out of a book. Like you put a lot of time into, say, it's National Cheeseburger Day. You know what I mean? Like they're very much about what people are talking about that day.
Right. And I was at the rink the other day, and a gentleman was talking to me about Quizzical, and he's like, wow. Like, and listen, I don't get many compliments about my intelligence. He's like, you know, you're pretty smart. And I said, I'm not. I'm actually quite dumb.
True.
But in radio and doing this job for many years, I used to write some questions. Now Johnny writes the questions. You just seem to take a lot in. You just seem to know a lot about stupid stuff that really this is the only job where it pays off. And so that's the other part I like about it as well, is that, and people have said to us, like, it's water cooler talk, or sometimes, like, I've even had people saying, can you email the questions and answers because I want to ask my family around the dinner table.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, it's great. And so by all means, you can reach out to us. You know, Johnny has the questions in this game. And it's a lot of fun. And I guess this is one of those games where I think I answer the question. So that's the other side note. You either pick to play against Shauna or myself. And this is one where I got picked. And classic me, it kind of goes off the rails, I think, a little bit.
Oh, it goes off the rails. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you doing this morning?
Okay.
All right. Are you excited about your chance? You're going to have to make a couple choices here, Bill. Either you're going to play for Deep Purple tickets, which takes place August 25th at Bud Stage, or a pair of tickets to see Big Shiny Saturday at the Bowl at Sobeys Stadium July 8th. This is on the grounds of York University, and you'll see the Tea Party, Headstones, Mother Earth, Treble Charger, and Biff Naked.
I'd prefer Deep Purple.
Deep Purple. Okay.
All right, Bill. Now another choice. Me or Ryan?
Oh, how about Ryan?
Okay.
Off he goes. He wanted to play today. Yeah, he's feeling a little bit smarter than usual. But don't worry, Bill. It's still Ryan.
Just so you know, Ryan did have a salad about 15 minutes ago to try to get that brain power boosted.
Yep.
We'll see how it works out. All right. 5 questions. There is no passing. Right or wrong? You ready to go?
Yeah.
Let's go. Roy Tomlinson is generally recognized as sending the first electronic mail between two different computers on the ARPANET, A-R-P-A-N-E-T. In what year? 1969, 1971, or 1982, the very first email?
89,
unfortunately, wasn't one of the three, but it was 1971. Question number two, a basket, a red and white checked blanket, egg salad sandwiches, and bug spray are all things you would bring on if you're doing what?
Picnicking.
Nice.
Picnicking.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're doing. Bill, in ping pong, the ball must bounce on your side of the table before going over the net after you hit it. Apart from this, what game is it identical to?
Tennis?
We're going to let you think about that again. Ping pong and the other one, besides it having to hit first, is identical to what other game?
Not tennis, eh?
I hate to be a stickler. It's table tennis.
Oh!
Sorry. I hate to be a stickler on that one, but they're two different games.
I didn't know that.
There you go.
Wow.
So besides just that one thing, that one little net hit, table
You're
tennis
kidding.
And ping pong are the same game.
I didn't know that.
Otzi, the Iceman, is Europe's oldest known natural mummy, thought to have lived circa 3300 BC. In what kind of natural feature was his body found in 1991? Where do you think you'd find a mummy?
Ice.
Correct. What do we call ice? Like a big icy thing.
Glacier.
There you go, Glacier. I'll take Glacier.
All right, Bill. 2 so far.
Lance, Zap, and Nitro were all warriors in what TV game show?
Game show.
Your buddy's getting it.
Oh, yeah. Ryan's going to get this one.
A game show. I don't know. Hollywood Squares?
No. Oh, what a great show that was.
Very much so. Shannon Stevens. American Gladiators. All right.
I don't think Ryan's Bill saw that. Okay. So, Ryan, Bill got 3, okay? So, let's see how you do. I know you're getting at least one.
At least one?
Yeah, at least one.
All right. You ready to go?
Yeah.
Ray Tomlinson is generally recognized as sending the very first electronic mail between two different computers on the ARPANET. In what year? 1969, 1971, or 1982?
Okay. It's always earlier than you think. It had something to do with space, NASA. What was the 71 you said?
1971.
71.
That's what you're going with?
Yep.
I don't know why.
Parksy?
Parksy, I thought Parksy. He was going to pick 69 for sure.
That's a swerve. You think I fall for the 69 trap?
It was. If he was going to play, that was a swerve.
Really?
A basket, a red and white checked blanket, egg salad sandwiches, and bug spray are all things you would bring if you were doing what?
A picnic?
Correct.
Picnic, extra syllable in there.
Or as Bill said, if you were picnicking.
Mm-hmm. Picnicking, I'll give you that.
In ping pong,
yes.
The ball must bounce on your side of the table before going over the net after you hit it. Apart from this, the game is identical to what other game?
I'm dying.
It's got to be tennis. He's dying.
Take a minute.
It's not tennis. Okay. Buzzer.
Again, I hate to do this, but it's table tennis. Ping pong and table tennis are exactly the same, except for that one opening move.
Really? I actually didn't know. That's interesting.
I didn't know that
either. I thought ping pong and table tennis were the same thing.
They're not. Otzi,
There's been some texts. That's why he's mad.
Have there been?
No.
Are there texts already coming in about this?
I'm deleting them.
Don't. Why would you do that to him?
Don't.
Just semantics. It's a rule.
Okay, just continue. Oh my God. Continue.
Otzi the Iceman is Europe's oldest.
Oh, right. I love that guy. Go ahead.
No natural mummy.
Yeah.
Thought to have lives.
He likes
mummy.
Can
I finish it?
Hello, mummy.
Can I finish this question?
Yes, mummy.
And what kind of natural feature was his body found in 91?
Naked.
He can't.
I love a naked mummy.
His brain went one way and he couldn't come back.
I mean, he was like stabbed to death.
Brian, did you hear the question?
His body was found. I don't know.
In what?
Snow.
Close.
Glacier.
Naked.
Your mom plays table tennis?
Did he have clothes on?
Someone wrote, your mom plays table tennis. Say it as Sean Connery.
Oh, your mother. She loves table tennis. She loves to be paddled. Yeah, she does. And she was she was naked too.
Greg, they're not the same game. I just told you the difference between the two, bro.
Your mummy wasn't found in a glacier. She was found in my bed.
This is the best. Okay,
and
who won?
I killed her with my meat whistle. I think we still have another question to go.
Me too, but he's getting real bad, Quizmaster Johnny.
Oh.
He's not even. Where's your paper? Are you quitting?
He's not.
Is this the first?
I'm not. I'm so just mad.
Okay.
All right.
Trick question, somebody said.
Your mom plays table tennis? The greatest.
It's from Kevin.
Lance, Zap, and Nitro were all warriors in what TV game show?
Oh, American Gladiators.
Told you, Bill. I told you he'd get that
one. Okay, but it's tied 3-3, so sure. Bill gets to go to Deep Purple.
Sure. Oh, speaking of deep. It was purple afterwards, too, because it was rough out.
How are you not laughing, Johnny?
He's heard it for 30 years. Right.
Uh-oh.
He's so mad.
Crumpling the paper. Congratulations, Bill.
Well, thanks, Sean.
Hang on the line. Sean, you brought pre-6 to the table.
The pre-6.
So the show starts at 5:30, and between 5:30 and 6, it can get weird.
It's my favorite part of the show, and it's the part that I feel fewest people hear.
Yes.
Because it's, you got to be up early, you got to be in your car, you got to be on your way to work. But things can often just go off the rails. And something that happens in here quite a bit, actually, is we got a little fashion policier in here in the name of Johnny Garbutt.
Yeah, you showed up one day in a shirt that I just didn't think complimented you very well. And I didn't like it, and I made it known. To the point where I needed more people to justify my opinion. So you took a picture and you put it up on Instagram and you asked people to vote.
Yeah. And you know what? It's just, it's one of those things where I take a chance once in a while, but Johnny's like the best dressed on the show.
Right.
He cares so much. His shoes always match his shirt and everything like that. So yeah, this was a particular morning when we decided to take it to the public and see what they had to say about my shirt. 80% in favor of the sweatshirt. If you go to Instagram at Shauna on air, someone thought it was Shauna on air once.
I like it. It's happening, Marnie, to you.
Shauna on air. Shauna on air. Yeah, you can go there and vote. But so far, guys, I'm winning.
I'm convinced that's the same sweater that you and Joanne suggested I get my wife for Christmas.
Yeah, exactly. So actually, you must have liked it.
I don't actually. It was more Johnny, to be honest with you. I thought it was a different type of thing altogether. Johnny doesn't like it.
I just feel that nobody wants to upset you on a Friday. Nobody wants to send you into the weekend on a bad mood.
It looks sporty. It's sporty. It's cropped, which I like. So it adds a little element of surprise when you stand up and there's no bottom half.
When you talk to women too, Johnny, like Joanne was explaining that these hoodies, when I was saying I want to get one for my wife.
Mm-hmm.
And she was saying, get the it's like a zip up with the neck with no hood. Because
it's called a funnel collar.
Funnel collar. Funnel cake. Mm. Because sometimes your hair in the hood and everything.
Oh my goodness.
Girls have so much more to worry about.
A hood with this head of hair. Yeah. It's like I become... It's ridiculous. It all sticks out over the hood. So that's why the collar is the way it is.
Are you enabled to give yourself a ponytail?
I never wear my hair up.
Oh my God.
I never.
I don't think I've ever seen your ears.
No. I have nice ears, by the way, but I just don't like wearing my hair up. I don't know what it is.
Really?
I feel like I'm too old to wear a ponytail.
Nope. Every girl wears a ponytail.
I know. I got a thing. I don't know what it is.
It's so weird. I'd never even thought about that. I've never seen you in a ponytail. And I've never seen you use utensils is what I've noticed. Because all you eat is RX bars
as
and bananas.
I'm a caveman. I like my hair all down and shaggy and eating with my hands.
That's so weird. Even in Cuba, where your hair was insane, the humidity.
It's true.
You should have seen this one, Johnny. The start of the show and the end of the show are two different Shaunas.
It's awful.
It got super curly because it got curly down in Punta Cana.
Yeah.
But if you love eating with your hands and stuff like that, like, have you thought about getting a side hustle as like a medieval times wench?
Oh, I do love going there.
Yeah, you'd be a great wench.
Yeah.
Because to be honest, I almost think you prefer living in that day and age.
I would.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We shower too much now. Right. We wash our clothes too much now. Everything's so sparkling clean.
The only problem
brush
is...
brush our teeth too much.
You are scared of horses. So you take forever to get wherever you're going.
Oh, yeah. Could I not be a wench that has a buggy? I don't want to be on the horse, but can I not be in a drawn carriage?
Well, did they have carriages back then?
I don't know.
God, life would have been tough back then.
Like Braveheart days, they had the fancy women had the carriages, though, not the wenches.
God, imagine how cold it would have been in Braveheart days.
Mm.
When was that, 16-something? No, way before that.
I have no idea.
How did they even, have any article of clothing?
They made it.
How would you, if I said to you, you have to make a sweater today.
You'd be go to the tailor.
No,
there's a tailor in the village.
Was there a fabric land back then?
When they always had those old towns, they always had fabrics in the towns movies. Yeah, don't they have,
like,
or am I thinking of the old
bakers,
West?
Like everybody had a
That's
gig.
True, I guess so.
Candlestick makers, like all that.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
Can I do what the commercial would have sounded like in Braveheart?
Oh my God.
The Fabricland one?
Fabricland.
Johnny, you're laughing.
He's trying not to. Johnny, imagine this, right? You're just up. And you're like, hey. I'm like, right, great deals in Fabricland. We've got out of the wee carton you like. Special deal. Right? £2 for all the fabric you want. You're bringing in Englishman's blood and you get free fabric. Once again, come on, see. It's Seamus O'Ryan. No, that's Irish.
No, it's Irish.
Seamus McPherson. Hey, I'll do a Johnny remote. Johnny, do a remote at Fabricland.
Do a remote.
Johnny, okay. You're
old
on air.
Timey.
You're going to do it. You're in Glasgow or Edinburgh, whatever. It's whatever Braveheart days. And you're up. Johnny, you're up. Ready?
Q107 on location.
Hey, what's going on? It's Johnny Garber from Q Mornings with Shauna Ryan. And Johnny here, for some reason, in Glasgow, Scotland, for Fabricland. Just some amazing deals down here. I just want to bring in the Fabricland manager, Seamus McPherson.
Right. Where are you from? Your accent's weird.
There is no America yet, and there's no Canada yet. I'm on a freaking horse, man. Middle age is 18. Where are you from, the future?
You asked for the remote? You asked for the remote? I'm here. We only have a minute, so if you can tell everybody about your Scottish fabric land sale. Sorry, is it bringing a 1 pint of English blood gets you 50% off sheepskin? Just for the listener.
We have to wrap it up, right?
Fabricland.
Again, it's Johnny Garber. Q Mornings with Sean and Ryan and Johnny. Here at Fabricland.
What's that? What am I hearing? It sounds like a carnival.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.